Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Nothing But Elijah. I am your host, Sister Akila Ali. This is being brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more about CRO, you can visit us at CROE.org. I also like to send a Ramadan Mubarak to all of the believers who are currently observing Ramadan in this month of December. As we are winding down on this month, I thought it would be an excellent idea to kind of reflect on the fact that we've been reading our Quran diligently and the other books of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if you've already completed the Quran for the month, and came across an audio of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the meaning of Islam, and thought that would be appropriate. So I would like to make sure that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his last and greatest messenger, and to thank the co-founders, Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shaheed Muslim, but most certainly our late and great business manager, Brother Munir Muhammad, for providing the opportunity to be able to have access to this wonderful information and be able to present it to you. So without further ado, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the meaning of Islam.
Greetings to you. I am Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of truth, freedom, justice, and equality to the American so-called Negroes, who are not Negroes, but are really members of the Asiatic nation from the tribe of Shabazz, who lost the knowledge of themselves and of others, and of their God, and of their religion, some 400 years ago. 400 years ago is a long time for a man to lose the knowledge of self and others, and of his God, and of his religion. I hope that you will understand that when God decides to reveal his truth and bring an end to falsehood, that truth must be delivered regardless to the cost. The messenger of truth should not fear to deliver it, for if that truth is from Allah, he will be the protector of the messenger. It as well as the protection of the messenger who delivers it and the people who believe and follow the messenger. Allah has never failed to guide and protect those who believe in him. The American so-called so-called Negro so far off from the truth and true knowledge of self that it is absolutely a shame for him to be walking around in civilization today of another people without the true knowledge of himself and the people whom he has known, and the people of his own kind, and the God and the religion of the true God. For thousands of years, the people that did not have the knowledge of the person of the reality of God worshiped their own ideas of God. And he has been like many things other than what he really is. The Christians refer to God as a mystery and a spirit and divide him into thirds. One part they call the Father, another part the Son, and the third part the Holy Ghost, which makes the three one. This is contrary to both nature and mathematics. The law of mathematics will not allow us to put three into one. Our nature rebels against such a belief of God being a mystery, and yet is the father of a son and a Holy Ghost without a wife. He was not married. Without being something in reality, we wonder how can the son be human and the father a mystery or a spirit. We wonder how can prophets represent God if he is a mystery, unknown. Who is this Holy Ghost that is classified as being the equal of the Father and the Son? The Christians do not believe in God as being a human being. Nor does many Muslims, especially the Orthodox Muslims. My followers are different. They all believe that God is real. Yet they believe in him as being the father of all human beings. If God is not a human being himself, and yet the father of all human beings, then what pleasure would he have in human beings when he's not one himself? They also refer to God as he, him, man, king, the ruler. They teach that God sees, hears, talks, walks, stands, sits, rides, flies, and that he grieves and sorrows, and that he is interested in the affairs of human beings. They also teach that once upon a time he made the first man like himself. Then if the first man was made like himself, then he must be a man. This is enough to teach us who God is. If he made us a man like himself, then all right, then he must be a man too, and that he is. In the image and likeness of himself made he the man. But yet they believe that he himself is not a man or human. They preach and prophesy of his coming, and that he will be seen on the judgment day, but is not a man. They cannot tell us what he looks like. Yet man is made like him and in the very image of God. and yet they still say that he is a mystery, something unknown. That's what mystery means, that which is unknown. This they preach and prophesy of his coming, and that he will be seen on the judgment day. If he will be seen on the judgment day, why don't we see him now if he is a spirit? If we can't see a spirit today, how can we see him with the same eyes on the judgment day? We are not going to be spirits on the judgment day. How can one teach the people to know God if he himself does not know God? If you try teaching the Christians that God is also a human being, they will say that you are crazy and that you must be an infidel. I does not believe in God. While they admit that he is a mystery God, unknown to themselves, they teach not to make any likeness of him. Yet they adorn their walls of their churches with pictures, images, and statues like human beings. If God were a mystery, if God were a spirit, why try and imagine making some statues or images like holy people to represent holy people or his angels and whatnot? This is contrary to the teachings of a mystery God. For if there is a mystery God, then we should not dare try and make an image of nothing to represent him nor his angels. Because if he is a mystery, a spirit, then his angels is also spirits. And how can we represent something like that? We have gravely been misled. Spirit does not come independently of itself. Spirit is the energy of something else. And the energy of that thing which we say is spirit that has come to us, that energy. I say, if it comes from some base or some other power or some visible thing, then let us remember within our own self that we cannot feel the spirit outside of us. The spirit must generate within inside of us. And when we feel the spirit inside of us, we say that our life is now happy or made spiritual sad or spiritual happy. And if we are spiritually happy, then we can't say that the spirit came from some external voice. It didn't came from some external voice. It came from within us, from that which we were thinking about, or that which we heard externally, which we give attention to, and it caused our own life to become very energetically. This is spirit, and when divine spirit, a good spirit, reviving us of our life from what we are thinking, or from what we are hearing, or from what we see, then remember that that spirit had a base within us. It was already there. It would just revive from what we see externally, or that which we heard from external forces. We are very much anxious today to bring home to the so-called American Negro truth before it is too late for him to hear truth. We have to be awakened to the knowledge of truth, regardless to the cause, as I've both said. There are many people who do not like to listen to the teachings of Islam. What is Islam? It can be answered in one word, righteousness. Briefly, it is the religion of Almighty God, whose proper name is Allah, and it is the religion of His prophets. And Islam is as old as God Himself, of whom Allah is the author, the true God Allah. Islam was the religion that was offered to Adam, and he refused to accept it and was expelled from the Garden of Paradise. Driven out into the hills and cave sides of Europe, there he and his people went to sleep, and the Moors was ignorant and savage form of any people ever were on our earth. They lived there for 2,000 years without any guide whatsoever, until the birth of Moses. Moses, their emancipator, the first prophet to them. Jesus, their last one. Moses brought them out of the hills and cave sides of Europe, taught them the knowledge of God and the knowledge of His religion, and then He put them on the road to civilization, making a way for themselves, building homes for themselves and factories for themselves and farms. They were taught how to eat food rightly. They were taught the use of fire, and they were taught to wear clothes by Moses, 2000 B.C. These people are the same people today that you call white people. They use the name, and most surely this name is very fitting, Caucasian. Caucasian is a name referred to the white race as being one of their true names. The name Caucasian means weak bone and stale face. This name was given to them in the day after they were created. Because of their grafting, they had been grafted, and through grafting, they were made weaker. Their bones are weaker, and they were made pale and white through the grafting out of darkness or out of black. And now today, this religion, Islam, is being preached to the American so-called Negro for the purpose of saving his life from the destruction of the wicked world today, as it now has approached us and is so near to us that we don't hear it knocking on our door, but we see it within our door. We are living in that kind of time today, the end of the world that we have known. Islam is the religion of which the Holy Quran teaches. Allah says in His Holy Quran, "This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor on you, and chosen for you Islam as a religion." Chapter 5 and 3. Allah also says in another chapter of the Holy Quran, surely the true religion with Allah is Islam. Chapter 3 and 18. If the true religion with Allah, meaning God, is Islam, why not Islam then? It is a religion of eternal peace. We cannot imagine Allah offering to us a religion other than one of peace. A religion of peace coming to the righteous after the destruction of the wicked is also mentioned in several places in the Bible. This particular religion, as we have it here in Psalms 29 and 11, the Lord will bless his people with peace. If God will bless his people with peace after the destruction of this world, who you and I know are not at peace, nor are we enjoying peace in this world. This world is not a world of peace, but a world of trouble and bloodshed. This world here has been a bloodshed ever since that it was created. It began even in Adam's family. Adam's son, two sons, one slew the other. The brother killing the brother. And ever since that day that Adam was created, his children has been killing one and another. Each other killing the other. And up until this very time, they have killed not only their own kind, but they have killed other than their kind. The so-called black man has suffered for thousands of years at the hand of Adamic people. And the so-called American Negro have absolutely taken the brunt of it all. There is no people on earth that has suffered as the so-called American Negro. They have suffered every evil that a man could imagine from his slave master and his children, the Adamic people. They have never been at peace. They have never been secure. They have never been safe since they left their native land and was brought here by John Hawkins, a white slave trader in 1555, so says God Almighty to me. And this day we have brought to him that which Almighty God has brought to us, a religion of God that will give to him, on believing, a peace of mind and contentment. A religion that will remove the fear out of the so-called Negro and put a spirit and a heart of fearlessness in him. He will never fear no more if he will believe in Almighty God, Allah, and his true religion, Islam, and come follow me. I don't see why that the so-called American Negro should be opposed in believing it. But I do know that there has never been a time that the white man loved to see the Negro in the knowledge of truth, nor the Negro being befriended by anyone says they did never befriend him. Throughout the 310 years of servitude slavery, they now, after near 100 years of so-called freedom, does not desire that his own people befriend him. This is the work that the American white people has been doing ever since they brought us into this Western Hemisphere. They have been trying to keep us divided from our own people and from the knowledge of our people. They have driven away many of our people who came to teach us due to their own hatred of the truth coming to us. They ran them out of the country and forbid them to come among us to teach us anything that they were not teaching us. And this is the thing that is going on today. The white man does not want the American Negro to believe in the true religion of Islam and of the God Allah, because these two will free him wherein that he has not been free. So let us remember, I do think, as I have said time and again, that it is time for us to understand ourselves and learn who we really are. This knowledge is for you today, whether you accept it or reject it. The true knowledge of ourselves is here. We are members of the original black people, our nation of this earth, which means the first. As historian J.A. Rogers points out in his book, Beyond the Cotton Fields of the South, and long before the white man himself was a part of our planet, we were an original black people ruling, having governments of our own, and according to the Holy Quran, we are experimenting today. We and our people can be traced over the earth for millions and millions of years. Check back 5, 10, or 20,000 years ago. Look at the history. Who were those people? We are confronted today with the proof of who is the first who shall live on this earth after the great war of Armageddon, our holy war.
As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. That was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, The Meaning of Islam. To learn more about the audios that are presented to you on Nothing But Elijah, please reach out to Crowe, CROE.org, or contact us at 773-925-1600. I want to greet you in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum, and I look forward to bringing more content to you in the upcoming weeks.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.